This is KCRW. I'm Jonathan Bastian. It's primary season all across California. But do you know what or who's on your ballot? Yesterday, we took a deep dive into the biggest races playing out in Santa Barbara County. Now we turn to Ventura to take a look at the most important races in that county. For that, I'm joined by Tim Allison, political science professor at Cal State Channel Islands. He says the race he's watching the most closely is the one to replace Congressman Steve Knight.
The congressional race, CD25, is going to be fascinating because this is a race that everybody has it on their list. The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, they have it on their watch list, their worry list, their spend a lot of money list.
And it's been a really red district. It's northern Los Angeles County. It's also Ventura County, but really more inland. The last Democrat to hold a seat there was Edward Roybal, which was in 1993. So this has been a pretty significantly red place or red district now for quite some time.
Right. And Steve Knight fits the district perfectly as it was composed about 10 years ago. He's got his base in the Antelope Valley. He was a Palmdale City Council member in the Assembly and the State Senate, then in Congress. Before that, though, he was 18 years in the LAPD. And the Simi Valley part of this district is very law enforcement focused. But the district has changed. The district has changed to a much more moderate one. And now you have a conservative stuck in an increasingly moderate district.
So who is Steve Knight facing? I mean, who is his most, I guess, serious Democratic opponent?
Well, there's four Democratic opponents, three of whom are raising some money. You have Brian Caforio, who ran 2 years ago and came somewhat close. But the surprise is a candidate by the name of Katie Hill. Katie Hill, in some quarters, has been outraising Steve Knight. She did something that surprised a lot of the election watchers. She denied Brian Caforio the Democratic endorsement. Plus, in the year, it's kind of the year of the woman. It's the Me Too movement. There's women are filing for office in record numbers and gaining traction in a lot of seats. And I think all of those factors are pretty helpful for Katie Hill. There's a third candidate, Jess Phoenix, who is a geologist, and she's getting some money from folks that are encouraging scientists to run for office. So those candidates are all credible candidates. The fear on the Democratic side is that they're going to be beating each other up and somebody's going to emerge from the primary a little bit bruised, bloody, and broke.
Let's now move to the 4th District Supervisor seat. Peter Foy is not seeking the election. So now we have three candidates. How is this race shaping up?
Yeah, this is one of the more fascinating races in Ventura County because you have three candidates that are very different. You have Bob Huber, who's the mayor of Simi Valley, but you also have Bernardo Perez, who's on the Democratic side of the aisle. He's a Ventura County Community College trustee, and in a race when there's only one Democrat and two Republicans, he probably at least gets enough to make it through a primary. But then there's a wild card in the race, and the wild card is a candidate by the name of Andy Waters. Andy Waters is trying to be the outsider and has indicated that he has a lot of money that he's willing to put into the race to buy name recognition. And that's, in effect, that's kind of how Peter Foy got elected when he got elected to the county board.
Well, as we head through the primary and we continue to November, what are you going to be looking out for in the general election? What kind of signs are you looking for?
Well, there's going to be a whole bunch of interesting races coming up for November, but the exciting races will be the runoff for the Congressional District 25, which will be a ton of money poured in from all over the nation, and it will probably be competitive, and it'll probably be pretty ugly. You will also have a race over in AD 38. You will have a runoff for the 4th District Supervisorial race, and then you have all kinds of local races, Conejo Valley School and council elections. So it's going to be a pretty interesting and competitive year in Ventura County politics.
Tim Allison is a political science professor at Cal State University, Channel Islands. Tim, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.